Taylor is one of those who has been in contact. Her husband is a plumber, close contact of a positive case. Taylor, good morning.
Hey Neil, how you going?
Okay, so when was he in contact?
Yeah, so he was actually in contact with this COVID positive case on the 1st of October, and we were only made aware on the 13th of October, so nearly 2 weeks' time.
And who made you aware?
My husband's boss gave him a call early on the 13th of October. He was notified by DHS that morning.
Do you know when the person who was the close contact was tested positive?
No, so they didn't hand us any of that information. All we were told was that we were needing to go get tested and just stand by for some results. We had no idea of the quarantine period.
Well, I guess it's possible that the person on the 1st of October didn't know they were positive until about the 10th or 12th, and that might be the reason for the delay. Did you find out why the delay?
Well, no. So that we were notified on the first. Sorry, we're notified on the 13th, but my husband actually received information on the 13th that he should have been quarantining from the 1st of October. So there was a clear delay with that.
And who told him that? DHHS?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
So hang on, they rang on the 13th and said you should have been quarantining from the
Yep,
1st.
they actually rang on the 13th and said, "Did you get your 11-day repeat COVID test yesterday on the 12th?" And that's when he informed them that he was only notified on the 13th.
So they thought he'd already been notified and told what to do.
Correct.
And he hadn't even
I
had a
wasn't.
call.
Nothing. No call. Nothing was sent across at all.
Oh dear. He's tested okay, has he?
Yes, we've all tested fine. Luckily we have a compromised child at home, so things could have been really bad for him also.
What? Well, you can't have much faith in the system now.
Nothing. None at all. Just to hear Jerome speak about the confidence he has in it, it's quite conflicting information on our end, definitely.
So, how long since you've heard from them?
We haven't. So my husband signed off from his quarantine. He was told after he received his negative results that it was just back to business as usual. We've heard nothing else surrounding information, unfortunately.
So,
We've made contact. We've tried to contact Mr. Foley and Andrew himself, but just to no avail.
they should know if then there's a problem like this and address what happened and
Absolutely.
why.
Correct.
So
But yeah,
when did he go back to work?
He went back to work on the Thursday, the 15th, so
The
the day
15th.
he was supposed to end his quarantine period.
But they had approved that.
They had approved that, yes.
Yeah. But no follow. Oh, gee, it's a worry, isn't it? That is a worry. Okay.
Correct.
Well, you look after yourself, and please, at least everybody's tested negative. Did you have a test as well?
Yes, did.
Good on you, Taylor. Thank you for talking to us, Taylor. The system's working perfectly. Well, look, I know a few cases that are coming across the desk don't prove that it's failing, but it proves there are problems that need to be addressed. And I repeat, though, Jerome Weinert tended to deny this, but the family in the middle of the outbreak, where the child went to in year five went to school, insists they were told that it was okay to go to school. He says not.